Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom, Israel. Let us come before his presence with the sound of the shofar. Shema Israel, by Shalom. Let's get back to the Lord's presence in prayer. And eat the Lord, sure, you right now.
Our Father,
thy will be done on earth. Take your bread. Forgive us our debts. Forgive our debtors.
Lead us not into temptation. Give us peace. Thank you for your mercy and grace. And we ask that you that as we get not the Shabbat, we get not the Sabbath. Worship. Hallelujah. What a beautiful song. All praises to the Most High for that worship experience. We thank you for that. Hebrews throughout the four corners of the earth, brothers and sisters all over the world, those grafted in, you Gentiles that have been grafted in, I bid you welcome. Shalom. You're tuned into Blueprint for Life, the LTV. I'm trying to be a little bit quieter today. Don't want to scare nobody, but it's good to be on the airwaves and fellowship with you and participate in the coming together of Israelites today. I got a cat that wants to keep talking whenever I start teaching. It's good to be with you in the fellowship of the saints today. We truly are the saints, according to the book of Psalms. And when the saints go marching in, that's going to be a great day. And every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is Lord. I pray that, first and foremost, this is Blog Talk Radio, Blueprint for Life, brought to you by Almhoida. And we're still going. We're still keeping things going because we have a commitment to the Most High that we can't falter in this race. This race is not given to the swift and strong, but the one that endures until the end. So I pray that you're striving to keep your race going as well. Blueprint for Life was designed to help restore the moral fiber of our community and get them to come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments and realize that they were never done away with. But in fact, they are a blueprint for how you should conduct your life and restore that moral fiber, restore the cultural identity of our people that's been taken away from us. Boy, Israelites, it's open season on you Israelites right now. You're truly in Jacob's trouble. A lot of y'all out there flossing with your Hebrew YouTube channels and everything else. You put the marker on you. You're being identified, and I'm not here to scare you. It's just that everything that's being said now is being listened to with your Echoes, Amazons, flat screen TVs, your phones, your cell phones, what you teach, what you preach, what you believe in, because it's dividing season. Because they're preparing for not the return, but the emergence of the Antichrist on the scene. Because we know he's got to come on the scene first before Yeshua shows up, according to the book of Jude, and returns with 10,000 of his saints to do battle. I know it sounds like science fiction, but it truly is what we're leading to as we see technology increasing and everything around us. Now, let me say this. we do have grace, but we don't expand on grace and destroy the law. God forbid, as Apostle Paul said, we utilize grace for the mistakes. He didn't say we can't keep them. They're impossible. He said, I want you to keep them. However, when it's hard to keep them because you're in captivity, you have grace. Some of you have to go to work today. Some of you have to take your kids to the hospital today. And you can't stay home and honor the Sabbath like you truly want to. He said, if your ox falls in a ditch, what you going to do, let it stay there and die? No. Get the ox out because that's your means of transportation for work come Monday morning. So he understands these things. And so I don't just push the law to the point where I'm like, if you break it, you know, you're going to hell. But you better keep it because according to Revelations 22:14, your grace, his grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient for us. And we can truly depend on that grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What we also do here is, according to Acts 13 and 15, every Sabbath day, which is not Sunday, Saturday. Don't tell me Sunday's your Sabbath. I had somebody pray for me the other day, and they said, every day is your Sabbath. No, it's not. Today's the Sabbath. Every Saturday, people came together to hear the reading of the law. And they would stand up and read the law, then they would go ahead and exhort the people. I'm not going to be on long today because I just wanted to have a discussion. Other brother couldn't make it. Sister Tamar's over here doing some other stuff. She'll be back with the herb of the day. And we'll get back into that because truly our health is important. And I tell you, I don't know what I would do if I didn't know about these herbs. I mean, we'd be in Walgreens, CVS, trying to buy cold medicine pills. And if it wasn't for these herbs, they help me, they bounce me back, keep me resilient, youthful, strong. If I didn't have the knowledge with the herbs, life wouldn't be as good. And you know the interesting thing with herbs, somehow or another it's synonymous with the truth. I notice people wake up and also start learning about the herbs given to us by the Most High God that will heal our bodies, nurture us, give preventative care. And to stop and think, like, what would I do if that didn't happen and I didn't have herbs? I mean, there's so many people, and I don't want to see Dr. Seavey here, but there's so many people that have called and given us a report about how their lives have changed with some of the things that the Most High has revealed unto us. Their lives have changed and reversed cancers and sicknesses, and you know, because it's all out there, but the information is being hindered. And I'm telling you all, you're having fun, Facebook and YouTube, but these are vehicles to collect and gather information on Israelites. And this is a social media giant, Google and all that, that belongs to Hashatan so that he can have more information about who's who. So, you know, I'm getting ready to start limiting because a lot of people just get excited. I got a show. I'm about to do my show. I got this many listeners. You've been duped in. They pulled you in, and you're missing the big picture. And I also want to say this. We are living in the matrix, and everything that you see on TV is not what it seems. There's a collective effort working against you now. And there's an ulterior motive, and there's a purpose. And I tell you, it's open season on you Israelites. I'm telling you now. Open season. Call it fear mongering if you want. All these different channels, and they let some of you disseminate all the false information that you're getting because you're really not preaching the word. So they will allow it. They also give you strikes, just various different things like that. You know, people get taken off Facebook because we're all just posting things like, oh, let me post something. Let me put something up. So we feel like that's our part in doing the truth. But in all actuality, your part in doing the truth is right around your local vicinity where you live and who you talk to right there. We utilize these mediums, but it's really all about who's in your immediate vicinity. So let's not forget that. When we come right back, we're going to go ahead and do a reading of the law. Something where we've always heard the cliche from our elders, our elderly Hebrews, that godliness is next to cleanliness. And we was like, that's not in the Bible. But what they were doing was paraphrasing it and misquoting it. And we're going to read today where that originally came from, which was actually of a commandment and a law that was given in Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, starting at the 9th verse. And this is really talking about how he wants you to be pure during wartime. And after we read it, I'll see if I can make it relative to today, because we are in a spiritual warfare. And that's what Saturdays are for, to go ahead and rest, because we go through hell and high water throughout the week. And we don't even realize those are attacks, spiritual attacks. And it's kind of hard to keep up the momentum. And you got to keep your eyes open in order to see a crack that where a flood can come through. And brothers and sisters, I know it's not easy. That's why it's good on the Shabbat to kick back and listen to some good word. Or even when you're at the job, you're at work, turn on some word, listen to somebody else teach, preach, spit out the bones, keep the meat, and equally divide the word. Deuteronomy 23, verse 9. When the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked thing. Verse 10. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come in within the camp. Before I finish reading verse 11, I'm going to pull up so that you better understand. Uncleanness that chanceth. And if we go to the Strong's Hebrew, 7137, to give us more understanding. Give me 1 second. In the Strong's Hebrew, so that you have clarity. I know what it means, but I want you to hear it coming from a different breakdown. Out of verse 10, an uncleanness that chants it. Basically, there are things that we do that cause us to become unclean, sick, having to go to the restroom, different things like that. It's what it's breaking down. So it's an unfortunate occurrence, some accidental ceremonial disqualification, because we do make accidents. So he said, but you become unclean when you do that. So Strong 7137 translates in that particular way, an accidental, a mistake. We're making a lot of mistakes today, and that's why we have grace. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 23 and pick up at verse 11. But it shall be when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water. Why? Because the evening and the morning are the first day, so that's starting a new day. So you can't go into the next day unclean. So you need to wash yourself with water after you've made a mistake or you've done something wrong. You know, even when it comes to intimacy within a couple's life, they're to do that before the Shabbat, because you can't have sex on the Shabbat, and there's scripture for it. But you're supposed to wash your bodies and go into it with holiness and purity. And this is, I'm going to get more into it. This is why they said godliness is next to cleanliness. So, but it shall be when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Verse 12. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shall turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Now, most people don't understand what that is, but it's what your elders in the country used to call an outhouse, because it is actually unclean to have that in your home, in your presence, and to clean yourself, and it's not supposed to be in the camp, because that's unclean, and he didn't dwell. Let me finish reading the rest of it. Verse 14, for the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of the camp to deliver thee, and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. So he even said, when you're getting ready to relieve yourself, ease thyself, go far from the camp with a paddle and make sure you cover it up. And this is what happened in those times because of 14. He said, when I come in the midst of you, I don't want to be around anything that's unclean. See, that's refuse coming out of your body, because we're impure, and we haven't put on our terrestrial bodies. We're still flesh. We're under the curses because of Adam and Eve, and it wasn't intended to be that way, which is why he had to drive them out of the Garden of Eden. And so God doesn't like uncleanliness. It wasn't meant to be this way, where you would consume foods that would clog you up, give you gas, make you, that's not of Yah. And that's what he's saying here. So, but we, since we are still trapped in this flesh and we have to abide our time because we haven't made it to the kingdom yet, there are times that you need to like prepare yourself in many a ways before you come before his presence. So that's why you thank God for grace. Because we make mistakes, Strong's 7137. I just wanted to bring that out. When we come back, we're going to have a brief discussion on humanity versus spirituality.
Yeah, I want to sing my song. It's a God now, it's a God now. But I got to say, like David, and make some declarations. Yeah.
Sure.
See the day and age that we live in it. can't try to steal from the hand that's feeding.
Mama, you
some of us do that, you know.
Yeah.
But listen.
Discussion and something I wanted to talk about because it was kind of made clear to me that it's easy to fall into a false spirituality by getting caught up into humanity. And this world and this earth preaches humanity and humanitarianism like it's a religion, because for them it is a religion. And the trap in it is because one caters to the flesh and the other caters to the spirit, which is often not as immediately satisfactory or rewarding. And when you're not getting that feeling, you feel like you're not doing the Father's will. It's easy to fall into that trap because this is what the world preaches. If you're not going to a clothes drive, a park cleanup day, going to the shelter and feed people and do those things, and those things are all good, but it becomes a replacement for spirituality, because spirituality actually is spirit. It actually is pneuma. It's actually breath, okay? Because the spirit of breath was breathed into us from the Most High Yah. So I'm not going to make spirituality a religion either, because you need to break it down and understand what it is. The spirit is breath, to breathe, to have life. Every time you take a breath, that's the spirit of Yah. He's letting you live another day. So let's put that there. Humanity is always the efforts that this whole world preaches to make themselves feel better for the wicked stuff they do in the closets, in the dark, behind people's backs. Some of the richest people in the world are always found donating a few thousand dollars to the hood, get some kids some tennis shoes, but that night they gonna turn up, have a threesome, do some drugs, probably call up into some fetish, some little, what's this thing with these kids now? But the next day it's humanity. We are the world. And some of these things are good, but he said only what you do for Christ will last. And the problem with getting caught up into humanity is because he spoke clearly on it, and people don't even realize it when you go to Matthew 6 and 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Well, he's even saying that if you're going to do these things, it's not something for you to do, to call up every news channel in town and do a ribbon cutting and shake people's hands and get congratulated for it so everybody can think, oh, he's a saint, he's such a great person. Now, he said, everything you do, let it be in secret if you want me to reward you. But this world teaches totally different, because Satanism has brought in humanism. And humanism has to do with science and technology. And that is a whole nother thing, which is where you get a wrestling of the flesh and the spirit. And that was the other, you know, I didn't want to take the typical approach of the flesh and spirit, but we know what the works of the flesh are according to Galatians 5 and 19, and then we know what the works of the spirit are when you go through 19 and 21. But these things tend to blur the lines and delve each other, and it's easy to get caught up. It's so complicated, I will admit, to get caught up into the ways of the world and feel that you're doing the right thing. He said, such as you've done unto the least of them, you've done also unto me. People that are downtrodden, he wants you to bless them. People that don't have, he wants you to bless them. But he's saying, don't get caught in the humanism. Make sure you're letting me use you to bless other people and allow my spirit to be fruitful and enhanced and resonate within you. Because only what you do for Christ will last. I cannot stress enough about Matthew 6. And the funny thing about it is the churches, he said in verse 2, therefore, when you give your alms, don't sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. I need 10 people to give me $1,000. You standing up writing a check, showing off. The trumpets, yeah, that's on Sunday mornings when the organ is playing and the drums is playing. I need some marching music as the people come around and give this. You're being put on display, and it's not necessary. But the way we are as sheeple, and we follow the people and trends, and we go with the status quo, not many of us are individuals and say, I'm not doing that. Yeah, we get caught up into that. When thou doest thy alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues. Humanity is always about being seen by humans and being praised by humans, and he's totally speaking against that. But what I'm trying to get you not to do is see, when you do something good for somebody, yeah, you get goosebumps. But that's the allure of humanity. Because spirituality don't feel good. It's telling you, you need to die. No, you need to stop that. Keep it up, and you will not be going into the kingdom. We don't like the spirituality part. But the humanity part, oh, yeah, we're going down and take some kids out and do all these things, and you feel good, like, yeah, I had a great day, and then you turn up, but nothing has changed about you as far as spiritually to get you into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. So the trap is letting humanity replace spirituality. And you got to stay focused on that. And I know in this time we live in, that's very difficult, but it can be done. So we focus on Galatians 5, 19 through 21, and we read Matthew 6 always and understand. Mm-hmm. That this world believes in humanism. You know, that's going to lead to everything they've got planned. And I don't want to get off center with this 5G, but the 5G is really for, you know, I do a lot of research, watch TED Talks, different things, see what's going on, what they're really trying to want to get to. All the artificial intelligence, which is going to take all the jobs, needs to operate on 5G, a higher frequency. So they're getting a higher frequency out there, but unfortunately, it's going to kill us off. But also the ultimate intent is what I've heard discussed is that these people want to chip your children the moment they're born so that their brain can connect with the internet through 5G. Become cyborgs, humanistic, utilizing science. Mm-hmm. They're setting us up because everything is all about convenience. Mm-hmm. So it's more convenient to fall into humanity than to work on your spirituality. And convenience is really not what's going to get you in the kingdom. It's going to be hard. Everything is hard. Everything is hard. Just like it's easy to get married, but it's hard to stay married. Because it takes what?
Work.
It takes work. Everything takes work. All right, saints, brothers and sisters, all of you listening, that's been my time. V, you've been listening to Blueprint for Life on Blog Talk Radio. I pray that you stay encouraged, stay afloat as we pray for one another, as we strive in this walk to make it. Keep me in your prayers, I'll keep you in mine. The only for sure obstacle of truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Hallelujah. See you, Most High willing.
Holy, and we should always honor the Most High and
exactly what he says. And don't let the non-believer convince you that the law is done away with. You just rest and chill with the Most High, cause the Father knows who's here. We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Hey, hey, say we chilling.
We're chilling on the Sabbath. We're chilling on the Sabbath.
So don't ask me to even go nowhere.
We're chilling on the Sabbath.
Gonna be chilling, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's all we gonna be doing.
Praising the Most High. So they come at you wrong, you showing me the truth.
So you tell them.
We keep the Sabbath. They can come through. Tell them to come through. And read some scriptures about my Heavenly Father. About our Heavenly Father. That be blessing.
Yeah,
baby. Ahaya Bahashim Yeshaya Barakasai. This is
how we do it when we're keeping the Sabbath.
This is how
we're
doing it.
Oh, this is how we do it when we're keeping the Sabbath.
We just chilling.
This is how we do it when we're keeping the Sabbath.